Why do we do the things we do in church? Why do we gather together? Why do we sing? Why do we praise God? Why do we pray? All those things that we do in all churches, no matter what kind church, the singing may be different and the praying may be different, and some services are pretty quiet and some are pretty noisy, but why do we do the things we do? The Eucharist, the communion, of course, Christ commanded. The reason is found in the Scripture, and it's from that vision that the Apostle John had that he wrote down and recorded in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. And John saw the throne of God in heaven, and he saw this great worship service going on around God. And that's what they did. They sang. They praised God. They prayed. They listened to the word of God proclaimed when the Lamb, which had been slain, opened the scroll and revealed the will of God. So what we do as we go to church is a reflection of what's going on in heaven. Listen to how it went. In the 4th and 5th chapter of Revelation, as John observed what was going on around him, beginning with the 10th verse, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that lived forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, 'Do not weep. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof.' And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation, and have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.' And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be unto him that sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever.' And the 4 beasts said, 'Amen.' And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that lives forever and ever." You see, what we do in church is a poor reflection of what's happening in this worship service in heaven. They worship the Creator. They gave honor and glory and praise to Jesus, and they contemplated and they spoke loudly about how he had saved them from their sins and how his blood had redeemed them unto God. And they sang a new song. They listened as the book, the scroll, the will of God was opened, and they listened to the word of God proclaimed, and they said with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb." And everybody said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want to worship like that every day, to sing your praises and to know that you have saved me through the blood of Jesus Christ, and Jesus is worthy of all my devotion and all of my worship and all of my praise. Help me, O Lord, to worship in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.